When I met Kerry Thomas, it was 1978, and I was really unsure of myself. He was playing with a recorder player, and he was laughing and just playing all around it. And it's yet at the same time, he was supporting it. And he says, "Don't worry about that. You got to practice Buddhism, and I'll teach you how." And he said, "You got to listen to Dufay and Michonne, and don't worry about copying anybody. Don't feel guilty about anything." But the fact he told me to listen to Dufay and Michonne, which is kind of amazing because, you know, those Renaissance, they have a lot of great tropes going on. He told me to go back and listen to everything. And yeah, he was my close friend, my confidant, my cheerleader. This is one of my best friends from like 1978 till 2020.
One of the tunes of Kerry Thomas that you play today, it's spelled Q-U-E-Y-S-I, but it's pronounced Casey.
Kerry would play with languages all the time. Like, quit your belly aching. The way he spells it is really funny. He loved to play with words and play with notes. And things would look kind of normal, and then he'd put these little surprises in. Sometimes he'd be straight, plain, beautiful, and sentimental. Other times he just would juxtapose interesting, crazy things.
In the tune, Casey, this is your group's recording of it. And what is it that you all love about it?
It's got kind of a bouncy, jaunty feeling. He said it was like a hero's theme about this guy kind of going out and seeing what he can do in the world. And with this recording, we have Aaron Kerr playing electric cello, Eric Corson, who's going to be in this group, and Nathan Hansen, who's going to be in this group, playing soprano saxophone.
And you on the piano, of course. We're speaking with Todd Harper about being influenced by Kerry Thomas. And you would take those insights, and sometimes there would be a development from that. And you were saying that Genghis Khan in Vienna is a good example of that. Why is that?
Kerry always wrote waltzes, and I write a lot of waltzes, and this is sort of a beautiful little tune, which is ironic. I had a girlfriend that I was mad at, so I changed the last name. So I put that in there, and it's very free and kind of mellifluous and flowing and unabashedly beautiful, where sometimes jazz tunes can be very kind of cool. This is not really cool. This is sort of putting it all out on your sleeve.
Todd, I think you have a cool challenge on this next show. You're taking a tune that you wrote that was played by a big band, a high school group, and you're redoing it so that your small group can perform it.
I wrote a little bolero, Momento Tranquilo, and I hated the name. And I played it and gigged around with it. And the Seekers played it. The Seekers of Beauty played it. They were kind enough to help me notate it. And then I tried to flesh it out and make a cynical version called The Trouble with Paradise. And I was going to have this big oration about commercialism and et cetera, but it got to be too heavy. And last year, I have a lunchroom duty job at this high school, and I started hanging out with the band students, and I took it and I rearranged it, and I called it The Flirting Disease. So they played it, and this is a canned version of it. And I want to get back to that kind of over-the-top feeling of it.
This is so different, though, than everything else we've heard on this little show, and I was saying, I don't know if you agree with me, but I thought it sounded like, well, television music from the 1960s.
Well, I was a kid during the 60s, you know, and I remember seeing, like, in the 70s, it's like, oh my gosh, those French films, etc. I equated everything cool as being French, you know, and I wrote one tune called Music for a Romantic Movie, and everything's a variation of that. I mean, I saw a man and a woman, and the movie was terrible, but I loved the music. And then Diva, oh my gosh, music to that. I just wanted to live in those romantic movies.
So on the show, you're very likely to play this tune, but a stripped-down version for small band.
Right, and I'm writing the parts out.
Bassist Ian Rashkin, drummer Eric Corson, Bob Ockenden on the guitar, Nathan Hansen on saxophones, and bass trombonist Kevin Schmidt, all convened by pianist Todd Harper. Saturday, May 16th at Metrodome at 7:30 p.m. in St. Paul. For information, the address is metronomebrewery.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.